There are calls for racial justice here in the U.S. coming from across the globe, including from South Korea. For some Koreans, the demonstrations that have followed the police killing of George Floyd are bringing back some difficult memories. Jason Strother has our story from Seoul.
Americans protesting police brutality and racism have found an unexpected ally. K-pop superstars like BTS are joining the Black Lives Matter movement. They're sending out social media messages in Korean and English, calling for an end to racial discrimination. And they have a lot of backup. K-pop fans from around the globe have hijacked racist hashtags with videos of their favorite performers. There's a cultural connection here, says Bernie Cho, who heads the DFSB Collective, a music promotions agency in Seoul.
With a lot of Korean music artists, there's a deeper respect of the importance and impact that Black culture has had on their not only personal but professional life and careers.
It's not just K-pop artists and their diehard fans expressing support for demonstrators in U.S. cities. Ko Naun is a 17-year-old student at a boarding school in Connecticut. She returned home to Korea when the coronavirus hit. She plans to open an information booth in downtown Seoul and hand out info about the police killing of George Floyd and racial inequality in the U.S. She says she hopes it strikes a chord with other Koreans.
If they are more aware of what is happening in U.S., I feel like it would help them to reflect on what they have done in the past when they saw foreigners in Korea.
Ko says people with dark skin can often run into real prejudice from South Koreans.
They tend to associate African-American or Black people as like more towards, oh, they're very strong and they have this strong image.
And Ko says the stereotypes get worse.
Black people are uneducated and they're like considered as inferior, or sometimes they would say like, oh, like I know that you're being discriminated in U.S., but also you're the one who discriminates us the most.
To some Koreans, the protests taking place now in the U.S. bring back difficult memories. During the 1992 riots in Los Angeles, after the police beating of Rodney King, people here watched on television as Korean-owned businesses were looted and destroyed. Michael Hurt lectures on cultural theory at the Korea National University of the Arts. He describes himself as Black and Korean. Hurt says the news media here gave a very lopsided view of what was happening in L.A.
Back then, Korean media tended to be much more ethno-nationalist than it is now. And since the news tended to heavily lean on how does this affect Koreans who had businesses that were destroyed, I never saw a Korean reporter stopping a Black person around the area in question. You might want to interview some Black people, but that didn't happen in 92.
Hurt says 30 years later, Korean reporters are giving more context to the story in the U.S., and young Koreans, many who've traveled abroad and consume media from around the world, are more familiar with African-American culture and social justice issues.
I've seen Bernie Mac translate into Korean. I've seen Chris Tucker, Chris Rock, various facets of the Black experience. So they're seeing more. And there's, you know, if you come out with a racist kind of blackface incident, which happens in Korea, you'll have Koreans coming out and being like, that's not cool. Don't you know what's going on? So there's definitely a broader exposure and a more sympathetic view these days.
But Hurt says there's still room for improvement. Earlier this year, two African Americans who play in South Korea's basketball league talked about the racial abuse they've had to deal with. That has included hate mail from racist fans. With everything happening in the U.S. right now, this is a time for self-reflection, says Lee Sarang. She works for an education consultancy that helps college students study in the U.S., and she says she's thinking hard about racism and xenophobia.
I'm trying to also make sense of like my role in all of this and just calling out the elders in my family who make racist remarks. I think Korea, because it's so homogeneous, right, that it's so easy to stick out if you're different. And I feel like we need to take a stand on this.
On Friday, a few dozen people held a protest near the American embassy. They wanted to denounce police violence in the U.S. and called on the South Korean government to protect the rights of minorities here. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.